A piercing shriek brought Annie Carson out of her reverie, not to mention her rear firmly back down on her saddle. She'd been standing in her stirrups to get the maximum view of her sheep pasture. It was a panoramic view. Her mount was a 16-hand thoroughbred, which already put her more than 5 feet off the ground. The sight of 75 ewes and as many lambs in the grassy lea reminded Annie of a constable painting she'd once seen in a museum. Even the billowing clouds overhead looked painted. Now she wheeled Trooper around and nudged him forward. The horse took off at a hard canter, turning abruptly in response to Annie's rein into the trailhead of an old logging road. She pulled the horse up short a few seconds later. "Hannah, thank God you're safe."
"Shh."
If Annie thought it odd that an 8-year-old who'd just issued an ear-splitting scream was now telling her to be quiet, she didn't say so. Instead, she calmly walked her horse closer to Hannah's. Bess, fortunately, was not making any noise. She was munching grass very quietly. "What's going on?" Annie kept her voice neutral.
"I saw someone in the woods. A man. I think he had a gun."
Annie scanned the thick trees in front of her. It was early May, and the Pacific Northwest was in the full flower of spring. She saw nothing but a suffusion of ferns and undergrowth, forming a luxuriant pillow against densely packed Douglas fir. What was the man doing?
"Hiding. He was behind a tree. Then I saw him run to another one. I didn't scream until I saw his weapon."
Hannah's father ran a security business that included transporting Loomis trucks filled with cash from local businesses. She was well acquainted with different caliber handguns and shotguns. What kind of weapon?
"I'm not sure. I think it was a pistol. But I screamed, and then he ran away back there."
Hannah pointed with her left arm into the woods. "Why did you scream? Were you afraid?"
"Just a little, but I thought if I screamed, he'd go away. If he started to shoot at me, I figured I'd just gallop away. Maybe."
Annie was sure Hannah had every intention of galloping away. The problem was Bess, Annie's 25-year-old Morgan, who thought indulging in anything beyond a stately walk did not befit her dignified age. "What did Bess do when you screamed?"
"Grazed."
So much for Hannah's fast getaway from the bad guy. But Annie was more concerned about Hannah's near encounter than she let on to her little companion. The sound of shifting leaves caught both riders unawares. They started and whipped around in their saddles. Hannah clapped her hands over her mouth to make sure another scream wasn't forthcoming. From the dark forest floor, a fawn emerged, almost perfectly camouflaged against the lush green backdrop. Walking carefully on its long and spindly legs, it wended its way through the thicket and out of sight. Hannah and Annie remained motionless on their saddles.
"A fawn," breathed Hannah. "A baby deer. I thought I was going to jump out of my saddle, Annie, but I didn't. Even Bess jumped. A little."
"That's because you're nice and relaxed in your seat, Hannah," Annie replied. "So when something like this happens, it's easy to stay balanced." Annie was a stickler and told all of her riding students not to grip the horse's ribs with their knees. It didn't help their equilibrium, and it impacted their horse's ability to move freely. Hannah looked thoughtfully at Annie and nodded.
"Do you think the fawn will find its mother?"
"I'm sure it will. The fawn isn't going to move far just because a couple of horses are passing through. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a deer clearing in the next 100 feet.
"Let's go find it."
"Nice try, kiddo. Fawns only want to be found by their mommies. Besides, hot chocolate awaits us." This was the traditional ending to Hannah's riding lesson, and afterward, Annie had driven the little girl to her doorstep. Usually, she let Hannah walk back to her home through a well-worn path. After all, the Clare household was only a quarter mile away. But now Annie recalled recent news stories of young children who'd been abducted just a short distance from their own homes, and she had no intention of taking unnecessary chances. Taking care of her own safety was just as important.